Blog Talk Radio.
Operation Shitstorm in a Basket.
Oh! Oh, shit! All systems are offline! Ah! This can mean only one thing!
What?
Cyber terrorism!
Butch! We're running out of air in here! It's like that choking game I like to play with my dad! Only it's real.
We've got to save your friends.
They called me gay. Maybe I'll just let them die.
It's called transference, buddy. It's basic Jungian psychology from your planet. We have to save those morons or we'll be just as bad as they.
Well, okay then.
Hey, y'all need to get in the seminal vesicle airlock and hit the eject button. We'll catch you.
I'm going out like I began.
Hoorah, motherfucker!
Will the Commander and Dick explode in the vacuum of space? Will Butch become a granola-eating liberal pinko? Will the Commander offend any other minorities?
Taking a handicapped woman against her will!
Will the alien sign a book deal with a women's magazine discussing conflict resolution in your marriage? Will liberals ever stop hating America?
Find out next time, only on Republican Space Rangers!
Republican Space Rangers! CNT.
I want to do this show because I don't replay anybody's content on my podcast unless I call out on Blog Talk Radio Network and I simulcast with somebody.
What's wrong with being friends with a Skype asshole, you stupid son of a bitch? Shut up!
Away from my freaking butt crack if you think I'm going to open any orifice for you freaking bronies. Random thing, what's going on?
I got to do a few other things because I can't just focus on one person that I've listened to a 5-minute show for, but I did say it was a shit show. And the only reason I said it was a shit show is because I thought it was a shit show after 5 minutes. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. But let's get to it real quick. This is what's
You like drama? Yeah, it's what I thought. If you like drama, then I'll just hang up on you.
And I just would, you know, if you want to fight, show the fuck up. If you don't, shut the fuck up. See, I don't have time. Do you have time to go, maybe you'll come. Oh, maybe you won't. Oh, maybe you will. Maybe show the fuck up or shut the fuck up. It's really that simple.
I don't understand this. I just don't get it. What? I don't understand that kind of... It's not even funny.
Now, tell me. Who are you?
K-I-L-A.
186. Deuce.
The Worldwide Radio Show.
That's why you're goofy bone.
Let me tell you something.
Talk shit.
Log Talk Radio.
And Spreaker.
Brings you the most controversial radio show on the internet.
We live, bitches.
Recorded live.
This program contains corrupt material, including offensive language.
Viewer discretion advised.
Is he smoking something?
This is the stupid American public you're talking about.
Oh, please, please, give me a break.
You are now entering season 8.
Now, tell me. Now tell me. Who are you?
K-I-L-A.
186.
The Worldwide Radio Show.
That's why you're goofy bone.
Let me tell you something.
Talk shit.
Log Talk Radio.
And Spreaker.
Brings you the most controversial radio show on the internet.
We live, bitches.
Recorded live.
This program contains corrupt material, including offensive language.
Viewer discretion advised.
Is he smoking something?
This is the stupid American public you're talking about.
Oh, please, please, give me a break.
You are now entering season 8.
He's a wild card. Flies by the seat of his pants. Completely unpredictable.
I gotta give you your dream shot. I'm gonna send you up against the best.
What the fuck is this? The danger zone?
Chewbacca, change this trolley into a fucking jumble jet.
Would you say we'd be venturing into a zone of danger?
Well, yes, obviously.
No, but I mean, how would you phrase that?
The zone will be one of danger.
Now entering the danger zone.
All right, you got a bogey. 2 o'clock low, Maverick. You got the angle. Piece of cake, pal.
Goofy Bones. Who talks to Chewbacca?
Danger Zone is the fucking worst show on the internet.
Oh my god, he's stupid.
They loaded drugs and he has the bean burritos, right?
So what the hell's going on here?
You gotta fire it up now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1.
We're hot. Let's go.
We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to
Danger Zone.
And those were his last words.
And that's how stupid I was. This is internet radio. I forgot.
There are no points for second place.
I have an idea about what we do. We would not be good at what we do, would we? We would be cunts. You calling us cunts?
It also makes you incredibly mean.
And ugly.
Seriously, Danger Zone.
Oh, no. Not again.
Welcome to the Danger Zone.
In a 4G inverted dive with a MiG-28.
What is that?
I'm reloaded.
Lion cuss.
Okay.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy.
Come on in here, motherfucker.
One moment, please. I know who this man is.
You do?
Goofy Bones.
Yes. Who?
Goofy Bones, a punk ass bitch. That nigga's scared, guys.
Why, you ain't coming in? Okay, I'm coming up. Are you up against me now, motherfucker? I'm gonna blow your fucking brains out. You think you're big time?
Spreaker, bitches.
You're gonna fucking die, big time.
Danger Zone.
Why won't you die?
Welcome to the Danger Zone.
Have a spelling contest. How about if I just ring your scully down?
Gentlemen, this is the real thing. This is what you've been trained for. You are America's best. Make us proud.
Two unpopular dicks like you.
Yeah, I turned it in. Did y'all hear me? I turned the report in. I did. That's me admitting it on the air. So if we get 404, I did it.
The hell you say?
Okay.
Oh my God, yes!
Wait till he sobers up. Are they going to be in trouble?
Which I told you a few times that I did like your show.
You can't win!
So don't sit here and put this stupid dumb bean and cheese fruity ass on a pedestal.
You know what? I'm not going to tell you how to run your show, dude.
Hey, man, we could have had it. Hey, we could have had it, man.
I will fire when I am goddamn good and ready. You got that?
But it closed the fucking lips for a goddamn second, let me think.
Imagining things is a way of learning, too. Let's have some of our kind of imagining. Our kind of make-believe.
Get ready for a surprise.
It's the raccoon of danger. Woo-hoo!
And let's fly the airwaves of Spreaker into the danger zone.
Are we back? I told you bitches, we're going to be back to our regular scheduled program. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Welcome one. Welcome all. Yes, it's your brown color commentator here again for another installment of good old 186.2 Houston Worldwide Radio Show. Yes, it's the Danger Zone, people. I think tonight we're going to get really dangerful. We're going to get like Rodney Dangerfield. We're going to get so dangeristic that you're never going to want to fucking ever be a part of the Danger Zone. I'm just rolling a blunt as we speak, so we hear noise in the background. Sorry. Well, what's up, man? It's Tuesday. Shit, I had a great Tuesday, I'll tell you that for damn sure. I mean, the day was beautiful in Goofy Bones' neighborhood. You couldn't ask for anything more. Shit, I went out. I was at the mall today. I was looking for some new shoes. The other day, I scuffed my fucking shoes, and I ripped the fucking hole in the side of the fucking left foot, so it's been bothering me all day. So today I was browsing for shoes. I'm telling you, man, some of the prices on these motherfucking sneakers. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, shoes are shoes. They're there to get dirty. But, I mean, they had some fucking Kevin Garnett fucking shoes for, like, almost $300. Some Kobe shoes for fucking that much. Then you got the Jordans for fucking... I don't need all that shit. Seriously, all these people out there, who fucking needs to buy expensive fucking shoes? Are you one of those idiots on eBay selling them for fucking three times what they're worth? Now that's what I hate, to be honest with you people. Those fucking cocksuckers. Those pieces of shit that fucking... that sit there and wait all night for some fucking shoe they're going to sell on eBay. It goes to show how fucking pathetic this world has become. Motherfuckers will wait all night. And I'm talking about the nerds. You know these motherfuckers don't get no pussy. But they're there waiting all night for motherfucking shoes. I weep for the future. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I'm over here licking the blunt. You think we could go to, like, a commercial break? I mean, Jesus Christ, I'm over here fucking... I'm busy. We'll be back. Right after this.
Police always question him. Just because they find him interesting. His hair alone has a bigger threat than the atomic bomb. His blood smells like Jaeger and tastes like it too. He is the most electrifying man in the world.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I make sure I grab some Heinies. Drink heavily, my friends.
Hi, I'm Goofy Bone, and I got AT&T U-verse.
And I'm DJ Bad Guy, and I got cable!
U-verse is the number one cable company for great satisfaction.
With cable, you pray you get satisfaction. Pray!
U-verse has the best color you could ever imagine.
And the only color I get is my black grandson. Ah!
Don't be like this, loser.
Break up with cable. Choose U-verse TV from $19 a month for 2 years.
All right, we're back. Sorry, people. I was over here trying to establish a nice, good blunt for all of us to smoke. All right, what do we got today in the nightly fucking news? Now we all know that, the goddamn fucking, the All-Star Game? Who won the All-Star Game, Chewbacca? Can you tell me who won the fucking All-Star Game? Or do we even have a fucking... the American League won? Well, apparently the American League will have home field advantage in the World Series. Fucking All-Star Game. Can you fucking believe that shit? Well, apparently, the officials have agreed that the nuke deal fuels arms races. And guess who it helps? Good old Mother Russia. Yes, people, Vladimir Putin. He's over there happy as a motherfucker. He gets to sling some fucking guns, people, and trust me, gonna fucking bring in a lot of money for this motherfucker. This guy is the last of the USSR. This guy's the last of the fucking Cold War right here. Vladimir Putin. Shouts out to him because not only does he play hockey, but he's a damn good hockey player. But anyways. Hello. What is this, Chewbacca? This is just breaking, I guess. Denver Broncos wide receiver Demaryius Thomas' mother's drug trafficking sentence. What? First time's in the NFL and this bitch is still out there doing drug trafficking? What the fuck is wrong with these people? I'm not going to read that shit, Chewbacca. I don't give a fuck. Well, apparently, a Virginia state trooper sues a blogger over an online claim. And I'm telling you, it's starting to become a $1 million traffic stop. A self-styled police watchdog group. A watchdog group guy. He got a $75 ticket from a Virginia state trooper. And now he's facing a $1 million lawsuit because of the trooper. He posted a nice good video on the internet accusing the cop of molesting him. Well, now the cop's getting back at him. And he's suing him for $1 million. What a great cop. That's your taxpaying fucking dollars at its fucking finest, people. I mean, come on. These watch, you know what, another thing I hate about fucking America is you got these fucking cock-sucking watch groups. All these watch groups, oh, we're watching you. We're watching you. It's like, bitch, where's your life? Are you some guy shit kind of motherfucker always constantly thinking about Goofy Bone? I mean, where is your fucking life at? Do you have a life? You watchdog people? I'm glad this cop fought back and fucking sued this cocksucker. Serves him every right. Oh, no. No, Chewbacca, please don't tell me this is true. Ladies and gentlemen, that stupid little fucking Florida fucking bimbo, Ariana Grande, she will not face criminal charges after a donut-licking controversial fucking video. Two fucking... No, Chewbacca, don't tell me this bitch apologized. She apologized on Twitter. Can we get an apology at least? Is there any videos? I guess Chewbacca's, oh, he's pulling it up. Okay, all right. Stop the music. We're going to hear something from Ariana Grande because, ladies and gentlemen, this bitch is disgusting. Not only is she a cute little bitch that deserves to be raped by about 50 fucking minorities, but this bitch has the nerve to fucking throw out that she hates America. You hate America? Get out of America! What are you doing here? This is what I don't understand.
degrees I'm making in the studio from Wisdom Tooth Recovery Hill. But I just wanted to make a video to apologize again for the whole donut and craziness, because I feel like the apology that I posted, I kind of missed my opportunity to actually sincerely apologize and express how I was feeling, because I was too busy preaching about my issues with the food industry, which is like not, I feel like, relative. I feel like I could have expressed myself in a different way. So here I am apologizing again. And, you know, I was trying to get you to understand where I was coming from when I said what I said, but that's not important. I'd rather just apologize. I feel like now is my chance before the whole thing goes over.
Do you see and hear how stupid it is? I don't even want to hear this fucking apology anymore. She makes two videos. In the first video, she didn't get the opportunity to say she was sorry. This is how dumb America is. This is a perfect fucking example of how stupid. This bitch comes from Florida. This bitch, I mean, I'm seriously, everything in Florida, it must be fucking going bad. This is a perfect example of it. She made a video for the first time to apologize. But then now she makes a second video because she didn't get the opportunity to fucking really say she's sorry. You should get a gun and blow your fucking head off. And then I will accept your apology. I'm dead serious. If this bitch was in my neck of the woods, and this bitch said what she said, trust me, I would be glad to fucking kill this bitch. Throw her in the back of my trunk and bury her while she's fucking screaming, crying. You think I'm gonna show this bitch any sympathy? Fuck no. That bitch deserves to be fucking dead. And I know all you people are like, Goofy Bone, Ariana Grande's a pretty woman. No, she's not. She's a dumb little fucking hoe bag. Seriously. That's all she ever was. That bitch is so disgusting. She's just as worse as a Nicolas Cage fucking movie. I can't fucking believe this shit. I'm telling you people, this is what destroys America. And then there's little fucking kids in the world that look up to this fucking bitch. And imagine what they're fucking thinking. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a nice good picture of Pluto is now out there. I mean, don't get me wrong, doesn't it look like a fucked up marshmallow? But yes, ladies and gentlemen, the New Horizons spacecraft, it's finally made its mark on its 9-year journey destination to Pluto, triumphantly crossing 3 billion miles of fucking goddamn space so we can see fucking Pluto. You know, 720 million dollars was put together so we could go and look at Pluto's fucking moon. Get the fuck out of here, NASA. All these goddamn assholes. And what do you learn? What do you learn? That other life could form out there, but unfortunately, nobody wants to go out there and live their life? This is what I laugh about these fucking astronomers and all these, mind-boggling, people that venture off into the worlds of the mighty of the heavens. This fucking shit. Get the fuck out of here. What are we going to learn? $720 million, what are we learning? That there might be water on a fucking moon? But you know what I really want to see? I would love, and it would be worth $720 fucking million. When that fucking little thing is flying by fucking Pluto's moon, and you see like a group of like a little alien family just walking by, like they were taking their daily walk on the planet. Now that would be fucking hilarious. I would love to see that shit, to be honest with you. Now that's something I want to fucking see before I fucking die. But yeah. And supposedly, the guy who discovered Pluto, he died and his ashes were on that fucking, were on that little, spacecraft. The New Horizons. But what I don't get is they should have just dumped his ashes there on fucking Pluto. Seriously, I would have fucking, like say I discovered fucking a planet, I want to die. Either take my body or take my ashes to that planet. Like I told my family millions of times that if they ever accepted me to go start a colonization on Mars, I will fucking be there right now. Because I swear to God to you people, I've had enough of Earth. I've had enough of this fucking piece of shit people. This is why aliens did not come in our time. They came when they fucked around with the Indians. Because the Indians weren't as smart as these fucks. The Indians were mellow people smoking the peace pipe. You think aliens want to come and see fucking idiots? Like fucking Dumbo Daly? Idiots like that? That contradict themselves? Saying that she's not at home, but she's making Victor breakfast. What is that? How do you make sense of that? I tell you, these fucking idiots, I don't even fucking deal with these fucking pieces of shit anymore. And news guy, if you're listening, stop sending me fucking links to these fucking idiots' fucking shows. I don't care. Give me a drink, goddammit. Oh, yeah. Little watered down, but the Jack and Pepsi tastes pretty sweet tonight. Oh, yeah. I'm going to give a shout-out to Big Bill, Larry Battery, and Timmy Odd. Those people are listening to us in the different chat rooms that are out there. Oh, Big Bill wants to smoke some weed. Don't worry, Big Bill. We're going to smoke some in just a bit. But I mean, seriously. $720 fucking million dollars just to go see Pluto. Took 9 years. Shit, you should have fucking put me in a hyper-something chamber. But yeah, good old fucking Pluto. Like that's the best place to call home. Oh, I laugh at these motherfuckers. Well, anyways, the NAACP chapter from them calls to remove the massive Confederate sculpture in a public park. This is starting to become fucking so goddamn fucking stupid. A year ago, nobody cried about that Confederate flag or any fucking thing that had to do with Confederates. But now, because of a stupid little fucking kid shooting up people in a church, now we have to take everything Confederate down. I swear to God, this is why some people need to be fucking murdered. Like I said, I hope that kid that shot up those church people, I'm serious, I hope that kid gets raped by like maybe 50 black dudes, big old fucking bubbas. I wish they'd put their big old Alabama black snakes like they did in fucking Brandy Shea. I wish they would fucking fuck that little kid and make him understand that he didn't kill for the Confederate flag. He killed for himself. But America, so stupid as they are, oh, the Confederate flag is so evil now. It's like when I look at the Confederate flag, my eyes are burning. None of you bitches said anything about that last year. 10 months ago. 6 months ago. I'm telling you, people. You got an Atlanta chapter of the NAACP. They want to get rid of this fucking Confederate stone. I guess it's a carving in a stone wall or something. It's 90 feet high. And 190 feet wide. It's deep into a mountain. And now these motherfuckers, they can sandblast it off, or somebody could carefully remove the slab for an auction. These fucking NAACP. You think we should respect you? You motherfuckers got bamboozled by a fucking white lady saying she was black. Get the fuck out of here! I'm telling you, these fucking dumb fucks, day in and day out, always finding an excuse to be in the fucking news or on the fucking paper, in the fucking front page. You low-life sons of bitches. That's what pisses me off about America. Look at these dumb fucks. Nobody cried about it last month. Anyways, in Seattle, a girl who was in a plane with her grandparents survived a crash, and apparently she walked for a couple of days through the woods to find somebody to help her. Well, it goes to show you that survival skills will happen anytime. This chick was, what, 16 years old? That'll probably be the best memory of her fucking life. Anyways, let's go back to Florida since there's nothing but stupid people. Well, no, not really stupid people. Majority of the stupid people are in Florida. Like this man right here. Look at this fucking smart person. This man stole a $48,000 operating room surgical table from the hospital in broad daylight. He wheeled it out, act like nothing was happening, until somebody said, hey, you don't work for the hospital. What a dumb fuck. He wheeled it right out of the fucking front door. What a dumb motherfucker. Take a back door, you idiots. And what are you going to do with an operating room surgical table? Are you going to give your wife some big tits? And this goes to show how smart criminals have become. Well, you're not just going to steal a regular fucking table. You're going to steal a $48,000 fucking surgical table. I mean, how much more can we get any more smart? Hey, put this in the chat room. I want everybody to motherfucking to see this fucking shit. Goes to show how stupid people are. Oh, here's another dumb fuck. Oh, look it, it's in my state of good old California. Oh, it's in Fresno. Shit, all the dumb fucks are in Fresno. Anyways, check this out. A suspect repeatedly robbed a Walmart, sprayed the Walmart employees, the cashiers, with gasoline, and threatened to set them on fire if they didn't give him money. This guy only walked away with $400 before the police decided to take him in. $400? Out of all the fucking things, $400? I'm telling you, people, you could have got a job at McDonald's. That would have been a week's work. But no, he's probably going to have to do prison time, probably about a good 20 years for one fucking stupid incident. Oh, yeah. I don't know, P. I think it's time to smoke some weed. Hey, Big Bill, do you think it's time to smoke some weed? Hey, you other guys in the other chat rooms, are you guys ready to smoke some weed? It's serious. I mean, don't get me wrong. That is a clever idea. You know, you want to really scare your fucking victim you're going to rob. But not for $400. Jesus Christ. I'm lost for words, people. All right, do we have our weed song? The weed music? Oh, we do? No, I want the new one. I think we do. Or is it this one? I actually wanted the other one, but we could smoke to this one. All right, people. It's time that everybody fucking desires. It's that fucking moment where we get a blunt, we fill it up full of fucking marijuana, and we smoke it. That's why you little children at home, we don't encourage you to smoke weed because it's for adults. What we encourage you to do is smoke candy cigarettes. Inhale, exhale. And then chew up your bubble gum. Oh, yeah. Now that's what I'm talking about. Good ass weed. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, everybody's all mad at Donald Trump. Do you guys know that he's going to be the next Kennedy to get assassinated? Let's go. Oh, yeah. Here you go, Big Bill. Take a hit of this shit. I'm telling you. This weed's getting better and better every time you hit it. And remember, you better inhale, exhale. Yeah. Now that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, baby. And we're back now live up in the motherfucking danger zone. How's everybody doing? I'm high as fuck already. And you know, everybody's crying, like I said, about Donald Trump. Let this motherfucker get assassinated. Seriously. Let this motherfucker get assassinated. I think it's time in my time to see an assassination. And I'm calling out fucking the Mexican drug lord cartel El Chapo. If you are who you will assassinate that motherfucker live on TV so the people could see what happens when you talk shit. Yeah. Well, that's what I don't understand. It's like people talk shit, but nobody deals with it. For real. Aw, shit. Well, I'm telling you, people, fuck. Let this fool get assassinated. For me, come on. I swear, I would be laughing my ass off. I would seriously be laughing my fucking ass off if I saw this fool get motherfucking assassinated. I would love to see that shit. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby had a cheerleader out there supporting him. And what was her name? Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi fucking Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg was one of the few celebrities who defended Bill Cosby against his good old rape and drugging and all this shit. Well, unfortunately, Whoopi has shut her fucking mouth and called him a serial rapist. And why is he still on the street? I mean, come on, Whoopi. Whoopi. Don't sit here and try to fucking say that motherfucking you're all backing up your friend because maybe he drugged you and fucked you in the bathroom that you didn't even care about. But how the fuck can you sit there live on fucking, I mean, Whoopi Goldberg should be fucking fired from her fucking job. he was supporting a rapist, saying, "Oh no, you're guilty until you know you're innocent until proven guilty." This motherfucker's been proven guilty. Yet Whoopi was defending him, and now Whoopi looks like shit. Whoopi fucking feels fucking stupid. Because she opened her dumb fucking mouth. What I tell you, people. Contradictors. People that'll support somebody one moment and turn their back on them the next. Because when it's only about themselves, that's when it really matters. Look at Desert Rose. She thought she could have her cake and ice cream too. Until they fucking, you know, they caught her. They put her on the spot. In denial, like every little bitch will do, fucking run on fucking tread on water. Until they fucking sink. But hey, it is what it is, right? But yeah, Whoopi, next time shut your fucking mouth. Why do you even open it? You're not funny anymore. The last time you were funny was Jumpin' Jack Flash. That was the last time Whoopi Goldberg was fucking funny. And you know, another thing is that, you know, there's so much controversy about stupid little things out there. I mean, there was a woman that was, she had terminally, like brain cancer, like really bad brain cancer. And, you know, she's going to die in a couple months. And she asked, you know, if, since she's going to die, you know, can she have her dream wedding? You know, and, you know, normal people would, you know, get money together and, you know, help this woman out. Well, there's people on the internet telling to let her die. What's the point on getting married? You know, da-da-da-da, stupid shit like that. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ, does anybody have any fucking sympathy? I mean, for real. This woman's dying wish is that she wants to have a wedding to marry her husband before she dies. The internet is sometimes cruel. They don't attack Whoopi Goldberg for fucking backing up a rapist. But yet they'll fucking criticize a cancer chick because she wants to have a dream wedding. These fucking people, they fucking sicken me. And these are the type of people that'll support their kids if they're rapists, or support their kids if they're murderers. Wow, fuck these. This is why I play Grand Theft Auto 5, because if I'm mad at the world, I'll go take it out on video game people. I'm dead serious. These people nowadays, they become stupid, mindless, just a bunch of fucking jabronis. Oh my God. And you know, out of all the sad stories in the world that I have to tell you, Whole Foods Market is sued over false advertising of sugar in goods. Can you believe that? Whole Foods. It's a nice little rich white people's fucking shopping mart. They're getting sued because they had false advertisements. They had too much sugar in some of their products. That's what I tell you people. You think a diet fucking soda is better than a regular one? You're fucking wrong. Diets are more worse than the regular ones. Seriously, all these gluten-free products, nothing's gluten-free. If it was, it would taste terrible. Has anyone ever actually tasted gluten-free products? It tastes like shit. They have to have the original sugars. They have to have all this stuff in order to have that original taste. All these people have been lying to all these fucking idiots out there. Like, there's people out there that believe in the organics. Like, organic food is gonna save me 10 fucking years in life. Suck a fucking dick. That shit's gonna kill you faster than regular food is. You don't know what's in organic. I don't know it's organic. Oh, just because it says it's organic, you're going to fucking believe it? So if I got soda and put a sticker that said organic, are you going to drink it? All these fucking people and their stupid ideas of trying to live a good life. Oh, I want to be healthy. How healthy can you fucking be? You're still breathing. Your legs are still moving. You still got fingertips. I laugh at these fucking people. Whole Foods Market getting sued because they lied about the measurements of their fucking more natural fucking food. Fucking stupid fucks. You're the idiots who believe that shit. You should sue yourself. But anyways. Sorry, I was just reading something Chewbacca said. I'm not gonna read this shit. Now, a lot of people are upset because the drug lord from Mexico escaped from prison. I mean, for real. Let's be honest. He's got money to buy people off. Why are you putting them in a prison? Why don't you do like what Batman did to the Joker on the latest Batman fucking Arkham Knight fucking game? You put him in a box. And you fucking... It's like a fucking... It's an 8x10 box. Made out of metal. It's connected to a fucking chain that's dangling him from so high off the ground. How are you going to escape out of that? Get a helicopter to come pick you up? See, this world is so stupid. This guy's one of the most powerful people in the fucking world. This guy, you cannot fucking... Seriously, you cannot fucking get this guy down. A good man cannot be taken down. And I'm telling you, that's the boss of fucking Mexico right there, people. That motherfucker's got fucking more money than I think our government has. But he could only pull that shit in Mexico. Try to come to America and pull that shit, you know. You're gonna have some fucking good old Ranger boys fucking take you down in a fucking instant. But yeah. New Mexico, you could play that shit. You could do corrupt shit out there. All you got to do is pay off the right people. I remember one time in Mexico, we got pulled over. Fucking the cops. They wanted money from us. They knew we were Americans. They just wanted money. And if you complain, they got an AK-47 to shut your fucking mouth up. On the side of the road where there's a mountain looking down, all they have to do is shoot you, throw your body down there, and nobody gives a shit. Yeah. How corrupt that good old country is. That's why he gets away with what he gets away with. He pays his way through what he has to do. Shit. Must be nice. Must be fucking nice. Well, I don't know if you guys heard about the former mayor of, was that Pennsylvania? He's charged with 499 criminal counts. Why not 500? 499 is just sounds too big. 500 is a nice round number, you know what I mean? Former longtime mayor of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, was arrested Tuesday and charged with 499 counts of criminal counts. Hundreds of dollars being, laundered. I mean, must be nice. Like, seriously. You made it already. Why are you fucking gonna be dirty? How dumb are you? And act like you're not gonna get caught. Oh, great. You telling me in St. Louis some fucking thugs try to assassinate a cop? This is where you go and piss off the fucking police. You know, trust me, I don't love cops. I hate them with a passion. But they're normal people doing their fucking job. And trust me, one of these days you're going to be saved by a fucking cop. But if you go and fucking rattle their cage, they're going to come out and fucking get you even twice as worse as you got them. Look at you. They fucking try to assassinate this motherfucker. They ambush this motherfucker. 16-year veteran on the force. But hey, so I'm telling you, these people, they're still crying because of Michael Brown. Michael Brown was a fucking criminal. You guys should be crying for Oscar Grant. Look up Oscar Grant, Oakland, California. This man was handcuffed and shot in the back. He didn't do shit. Michael Brown stole. Fucking made a goddamn fucking little Indian guy dance. Then a couple of weeks before that incident, he beat up some old fucking man. So Michael Brown wasn't the kind prince you guys thought he was. He was nothing but a fat fucking thug. And he got gunned down because he thought he was somebody. See you later, player. But yeah. Now they want to fucking try to assassinate a motherfucking cop. Yeah, those boys in St. Louis, you better watch your back because the cops are coming after your ass fucking 10 times. And trust me, you ain't going to get no sympathy from me. And don't be doing no marches saying Black Lives Matter, motherfucker. Black Lives Matter, those motherfuckers who shot that cop shouldn't have fucking been there. Should have been at work trying to make some money to secure their future. Well, I'm telling you people, all you people, You need to secure your fucking future. You need to save for tomorrow. Live now, but save for tomorrow. This whole future that we have, they're not even going to have a savings account. None of these motherfuckers are going to make it. It's in our nature to destroy ourselves. To all my young players out there, if there's anything you would take from me, is to invest your money. Make your money work for you. Don't be a dumb fuck. Go buy a $1,000 fucking gold chain, and the next thing you know, when you gotta pawn that shit, you only get $100 for it. And you go back a week later to see your gold chain. Maybe you have that $100 to get it back. Fuck no, now it's $1,000. The way the world works, people. And if you know me and how many times I've fucking been trying to tell you, motherfuckers, always invest. Get your ass in the stock market. Do something with your money. Make your money work for you. But yeah. I think we're going to take a commercial break. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to take a commercial break, but we'll be back right after this.
This Friday night, it's the incredible sitcom that has captured America's heart and given the whole country a new catchphrase.
But I'm 42!
Just the five of us. After a mix-up at the adoption agency, the Chesterfields came home with three zany new house guests.
Jimmy, tidy your room and go to bed.
I'm so sick of this. I keep telling you I've got a rare disease. I look 12, but I'm a 42-year-old investment banker. I want to go out and get laid.
Oh, yeah, and I'm Santa Claus. Now tidy your room.
Asshole.
Sean, our posh suburban home must be a welcome change from that alley you were sleeping in.
I really enjoy living here, but there's not enough booze.
It's the funniest, most touching half hour on television.
Charlotte, what's that smell?
I set the couch on fire again.
Yeah, I can help you with that.
And this week, it's a very special Just the Five of Us, where an attractive blonde lady tries to steal Jimmy away.
Now you're talking!
Just the Five of Us, Friday nights on VBS.
Evolution has stopped. From now on, it's up to us to improve life without the millions of years needed to naturally adapt to our ever-changing environment. And thanks to the brilliant minds at Ambulate, life just got a lot better.
Live a life of luxury with the motorized scooter.
We've taken the number one cause of tiredness, stress, and boredom and removed it from your life. That's right, walk no more.
With the Relax Power X from Ambulate, it's not a wheelchair. It's a motorized scooter. You'll fly by your lesser evolved cousins with speed and ease.
As to the question, are you fat because you're on a scooter? Or are you on a scooter because you're fat? Who cares? It doesn't matter. You're on a scooter and they're not.
Feel the pride and importance and special treatment you deserve.
Carefree. That's the Relax Power X motorized scooter from Ambulate. Take the weight off your feet.
Having trouble finding a place to park? Notice the lines are getting longer at the food store? 19 million illegal aliens live in this country, most of them in San Andreas. Our organization has banned immigration green cards outright today. Preserve the status quo in our favor. Vote yes on Proposition 832. Illegal aliens do a valuable job packing groceries and caring for your lawn, but they should learn. America is not a land of handouts. While they're illegal, they have no rights, they have no status, they have no expectations. And they're happy to be here. It's a win-win for America. If we give them green cards, soon they'll be just like us. Overweight, unhappy, and too lazy to do menial tasks. Vote yes on Proposition 832.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program,
186 Point Deuce.
Already in progress.
All right, are we back? I hope so. Yeah, it looks like we're back. It's going down, people. Shit. The motherfucking danger zone here. Goofy Bone is just live. Me and Chewbacca tonight. Mecha Zal will be back later. You know, I was looking at the motherfucking pictures of Pluto. Doesn't it look like the Death Star from Star Wars? I mean, think about it. It's all just gray and gloomy. Looks like the Death Star, dude. If you know what I'm talking about. Oh, that jack is good. Oh, yeah. Ugh, these are a little tingle taste. But anyways, yeah, we are back live. Hello, everybody. I am your brown color commentator. I am the great Goofy Bone. At the top of the hour, we're here chilling. Like I said, I'm just here doing my thing. Me and Chewbacca, I'm smoking right now. We're reading the nightly news, and I'm telling you, there's a lot of shit that you can fucking be thankful for, but this is not one of them. A family of six was hacked to death for practicing witchcraft in India. An Indian couple and four of their children were hacked to death by a mob of villagers who accused them of practicing witchcraft after making one of the villagers' children sick after they said something in public. The victims were asleep. They were mauled at their mud house. They had a mud house. I'm telling you, people. If you're out there in India, you better not be doing witchcraft, bitches, because the whole village will attack you. Oh, my God. Can we stop with the fucking bullshit here? Imagine you're at a six-year-old, you know, birthday party. You know, there's a dinosaur birthday cake that comes out. Are you going to notice its legs? Are you going to notice that there's three legs and it says 666? Apparently, an Arizona woman noticed something strange written on the sheet of cake that she purchased at a members-only wholesale store. Basically, a Costco. The woman's mother brought her six-year-old son she bought her six-year-old son a dinosaur cake from Costco and then found 666 written on the cake. Now, I'm going to be honest with you people. Those are the dinosaur's fucking legs. How the fuck can you sit here and be... No, is the kid seriously going to motherfucking say, oh my God, Mom, there's 666. I'm throwing it in the chat room, people, so all you people could see what I'm talking about. This is how dumb America is. A mother is so fucking hallucinated by a dinosaur cake. It doesn't even look like six. Get the fuck out of here. My God. You know how fucking stupid these fucking people are. Like the kid's gonna know what 666 is. This is what these fucking parents nowadays, they're so fucking sissified. They're so little fucking bitches that any little thing like this, they'll fucking blow up. 666. Like, really, you think a baker's gonna fucking wanna send a subliminal message to a fucking six-year-old kid? stupid fucks. And this is how the world works, people. All these fucking mothers that are so fucking sissified about their children. Oh, don't call my child this. Or don't call my child that. But yeah, you call your child that under your own tongue. But yet, this mother looks at a dinosaur cake and spots out 666. That cake's gonna send her kid to hell. They blew out candles on that 666 cake. Your child's gonna go to hell. He's gonna start worshiping the devil because of a baker at fucking Costco. A cake baker at Costco taught your child to be a full-fledged devil worshiper. Get the fuck out of here! You know how stupid that sounds? I'm telling you, Chewbacca, if I had a goddamn minigun, I would go to that woman's house and just start screaming 666 and fucking shoot her. And say, in my defense, that I didn't believe in the devil until I read that story about her finding 666 on a fucking dinosaur cake. And it just, somehow, some way, the devil possessed me. And it made me want to kill that woman. My God. Stupid fucking people. 666, get the fuck out of here. Now, I'm a taxpayer. And I recently got something that says where all my money goes. Let me tell you something, people. You know us taxpayers spend over $3.5 million to find out why 3 out of 4 lesbians are fat. That's what my taxpaying money goes to. Finding out why 3 out of 4 lesbians are fat. It's an HHS study. Health and Human Service study. And I'm telling you, these fucking people, it's like, why can't you be normal? What, you want to be gay so you can fucking get extras in life? Like, just because you're gay, I'm supposed to move out of the way when you walk by? Get the fuck out of here! This is why I laugh at people, man. I'm telling you. And that study, if you're wanting to know, it's called the Sexual Orientation and Obesity Study. A test of a general I can't read that shit, but yeah. Because, you know, as a taxpayer, you have every right to ask where your money goes. And they give you a list of places where your money is, you know, spreaded. And I was going through the list and I happen to see, what the fuck is this? A health and human service study. And in parentheses it says, reasons to find out why 3 out of 4 lesbians are fat. That's just great, isn't it? Good old American tax dollars. Well, apparently in good old Missouri, the state takes away a couple's 5 kids after a baby's medical condition is mistaken for abuse. My God. Now, this is the problem with doctors nowadays. It's pretty funny. In my time, I never heard of a misdiagnosis. Now all these doctors, somehow, some way, they're doing misdiagnosis. If you're a doctor and you misdiagnose somebody, you should be fucking fired. You should quit your... I mean, you should be... Your license should be taken away, and you should be fucking fired. You're playing with someone's fucking life here. And now this fucking... A baby had a broken arm and three fractured ribs because of some disease it has. The tissue disorder. And now the state thinks that the mother and father are beating their fucking children. Can you believe that? Well, now, we all know that in Spaceballs, the reason why Pizza Hut died is because he ate himself to death. Now, I would have never imagined that any human could possibly eat themselves to death, but accordingly in the fucking United Kingdom, a woman who has died from a rare eating disorder that left her with a high appetite, she decided to eat herself. How do you eat yourself? Where do you start? Seriously. Like, where do you fucking start? On your arms? Your hands? I mean, like, where the fuck do you start when you eat yourself? But here, since that woman died, I have to do the famous commentary on this one. And in sadder news, a woman from the UK who was 23 years old died today because she ate herself to death. Yeah, I just had to do that. I'm sorry. You know. You know, everyone complains about smoke breaks, but let me tell you something. There's one smoke break that was worth $1 billion. In Corpus Christi, Texas, the land where Selena died, a Texas pizza shop employee helped rescue a 7-year-old boy after he was being kidnapped. She identified the abductor's car in the restaurant parking lot, and thanks to an Amber Alert that was sent to her cell phone, that boy was found, and everything was fine and fucking dandy. They were in there eating pizza. She noticed the car, and she called the good old police. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's not a price on life, but I do agree with this one. We all know who Eric Gardner is. He was the fat black guy that was strangled and choked by a New York City cop. For what? Well, why did he get strangled? And nobody even fucking said why. Well, apparently, you know, the city offered her $5 million to settle a wrongful death suit. But she said, fuck that. She wants $75 million. And to be honest with you, I think she's entitled to it. Seriously. Because if my mom or dad died, you know, by being murdered by the police. I don't want $5 million. I want a lot of fucking money. $5 million is nothing nowadays. When your loved ones are, you know, sorry, I'm using my parents, you know, they're the only ones that I think I would ever cry for. I don't have wife, kids, so, you know. Even though my parents hate me, I'd still cry if they died. But, you know, this fucking type of shit, I mean, seriously. I hear people get killed by the cops and they were only given $650,000. That's bullshit. And Eric Garner's widow, I hope you get your $75 million. Well, anyways, in NFL news, a Buffalo Bills coach was booked for misdemeanor battery, charged after police said he punched and pushed a boy to the ground and threatened to kill him and his family with a beach chair. Wow. Well, this is a NFL coach, so sometimes, you know, they do have anger issues. But I don't know. I'm still laughing about yesterday's story when, you know, the white people wanted to change Cracker Barrel to Caucasian Barrel. What kind of shit is that? But oh well. Well, we're going to go ahead and end this wonderful broadcast. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Oh, I didn't even see the Southern Cowboy up in here. How you doing? And I'm proud of you for representing your flag. You've always represented that. I never fucking had a problem with it. Let's see these people nowadays. Oh my God, you're evil. They weren't evil last year. Chewie's over there. He's working on tomorrow's show. Yeah, it's like America has gotten fucking so feminazi, I swear to God. We're probably going to have a gay president in the next couple of years. That's how fucking America has gotten. Like, who gives a fucking rat's ass? Can the motherfucker do the job? I don't give a fuck about your goddamn life. Can you do the fucking job? But anyways, we're going to get the fuck out of here. I want to thank all of you for hanging out with us. Like I said, we'll be back tomorrow. But what the fuck? Right here on good old 186.2 Deuce, the worldwide radio show. And don't forget, we're back now. So everybody have a great day, and we'll see y'all tomorrow.
The train! Let's speed it! Come on, hurry! We can make it! Hey, stop! It's too late to cross!
It's Grandpa Al!
That's a dangerous game you two were playing. Listen to your friend Chris. Those gates are provided as a warning to let you know that it's not safe to cross.
We could have been hurt. Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle. Spreaker.com.
One AD 6 point use is brought to you in part by...
Where is the original Goofy Bone?
Acme Corporation, featuring outlandish products that fail or backfire catastrophically at the worst possible times.
Oh, they pissed me off. Oh, I just want some fucking attention. I just want some fucking attention. Wah, wah.
Sirius Cybernetics Corporation, a decidedly inept company responsible for the design and creation of a wide range of robots and labor-saving devices.
How do you babysit a little black kid?
How?
You lick his lips and stick him through a window.
How dare you!
MonCorp, a large multi-billion dollar industrial complex with numerous subsidiaries and a monopoly on robot production.
I am...
Wrong damn cad!
The new face of fear! Don't you understand, Goofy? Oh, do you understand the power of darkness? The power of hate? You don't. You know nothing about it.
Additional funding was provided by...
You better shut your freaking mouth. You understand me, you little weasel?
Since 1968, Rich Industries continues to provide a number of quality auto services to customers both in Krieger and nationwide.
The person you're hosting your show with today will be your enemy tomorrow because none of you loser motherfuckers have 1 ounce of loyalty.
Major funding for this program was provided by...
I succeeded. I destroyed you.
Soil and Corporation, whose newest product is Soil and Green, a green wafer advertised to contain high-energy plankton from the world's oceans.
Yeah, I turned it in. Did y'all hear me? I turned the report in. I did it. We didn't need it on the air. So if you get 404, I did it. Okay?
You're jealous?
The very big corporation of America taking over the world, one small business at a time.
A secret document containing the names of men within privately favored friendly relations with the West.
This program was made possible in part by a grant from... Warbucks Industries, now the world's largest producer of depleted uranium artillery shells, cluster bombs, and cat food.
We know this is a plot to acquire the document, thereby embarrassing the West.
Shun magic and shun the appearance of magic, shun everything, and then shun shunning.
As always, should you or any member of your force be caught or killed, the Secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
I'm fucking serious here. Out of all of the things that we accomplished here, we're the most controversial show here on Spreaker.
Hold
and
on,
you're gonna let these low-life
hold on, I hear something.
Ruin it?
This tape will self-destruct.
This tape will self-destruct
in 5 seconds.